Always nice to catch up with a good friend, and Joe Theismann joins us. Joe, of course, the retired Super Bowl champion quarterback, and he is back in football. No, it's not the National Football League. He has been named president and owner of the Florida Tuskers of the United Football League. What got you back into football, particularly at this level, Joe? What was the thought process?
Well, you know, I'd done just about everything, Ron, that you can do. I had the opportunity to play for 15 years of professional football and then was with one organization, and I've been around in broadcasting for close to 30 years and had an opportunity to see what other organizations look like. And you start to put together the pieces and say, like anybody that's trained for a long time, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, an attorney, a plumber, a specialist in a particular area, you say, I wonder what it would be like to be involved in another aspect of this particular profession. And I've always sort of had my eye on being a president of an organization, never really coaching, because I never got into it at an earlier age, and therefore I didn't necessarily feel like the X's and O's would be as productive for me. But when the opportunity came up for the UFL, the United Football League, to be able to put the infrastructure together of a football team, to be able to put the business side of it together, I've always been infatuated by business, so it really allowed me to put two of my loves together in a very exciting, very unique experience.
One of the things I thought of when I saw the announcement about you being the president of the team and owner as well, I know you've always been an involved type of guy, Joe. I mean, you like all aspects of pro football, and I was just wondering, is it going to be hard for you not to be overly hands-on?
No, not really. Jay Gruden is my head coach, and we took us to the championship this year, and we lost out 23-20, which I'm still seething over. That part, I can still tell you that it still hurts to lose. But I really made my mind up that I want to support the people that handle our football operation as well as the people that handle the business side of it. I want to be able to give them as much guidance and as many tools as possible to be a championship organization, both on the field and off the field. And I do fight it every now and then. As a matter of fact, about 3 weeks before we played in the championship, I drew up a play for Jay, and I asked him in the championship game if he had used it yet. He said no. I asked him after the championship game if he had used it, and I said no. Or he said no, and I said, well, okay, then I figured out exactly what my contribution is going to be when it comes to football. But I'll try and help him with personnel and certainly want to do as much as I can, because it's the other side I want to learn, too. The side of being a general manager, the side of being the president of an organization on the football side as well.
Tell me a little bit about your thoughts. Bill Hambrick is a person that I know. He's right here in San Francisco, and he's the guy that kind of started the league. And of course, he owns the franchise in Las Vegas. But tell me a little bit about what they're trying to do with the philosophy of this league.
Well, first of all, Bill's a wonderful man. I've had the opportunity on a couple of different occasions to be able to visit with him. As a matter of fact, it was his Las Vegas Locos that beat us in the championship game. And Jim Fossil is their head coach. So it's quite the running battle right now. It's developed into a true rivalry. And it's fun to be a part of something like that. I was a part of one of the greatest rivalries in sports when you talk about the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins. And so this is the beginning of another one. But we have a vision of being a football team that is in no way in competition with the National Football League. As a matter of fact, I think we're a great source for the National Football League. We've had 8 players already go on to National League football after our season has ended, because our season ended at the end of November. So there's about 6 weeks to go before the National Football League season ends, and of course the playoffs start. Dominique Rhodes, for example, was signed by the Indianapolis Colts. He was a part of the Florida Tuskers, of which is the ball club that I have. But we envision it to grow to about 8 teams, possibly a little bit more. We'll be adding Norfolk next year. And a place for guys to go, to be perfectly honest with you, Ron, that maybe have not quite found a home in the National Football League, but yet are very qualified players. The National Football League has approximately 1,600-plus players. Well, they're a whole lot better than 1,600 players that play football at the college level. And some of them have played professional football, and the opportunity now has sort of gotten away from a little bit from one reason to or another. Like, for example, a Maurice Claret, who played in Omaha. It's a second chance for a lot of guys. It's a chance to be able to keep the dream alive. And it's also an opportunity to possibly move on to what ultimately is a dream, I think, for every young man that plays football, is to be a National Football League player.
Joe, let me ask you a question. You obviously keep in touch with what's happening with the Washington Redskins, and you take a look at the Albert Haynesworth situation, and there have been other players around the league from time to time that have had the same sort of image and problems as well. And yet I sense at the UFL level, and I've talked to a lot of the players, some of the former NFL players that are playing there, and even some of the young players that are now playing in that league, there is something about the attitude of playing in the UFL that is different than playing in the NFL. From an ego standpoint, there's still the competitive drive, but what is it that you find at that level that is missing to some degree? And I don't mean missing in a negative way, but certainly not a problem way at the UFL level.
Our players are very unselfish and very appreciative about the opportunity to be able to play football. I mean, you could ask a 5'10", 185-pound wide receiver to line up a tackle, and he'd be thrilled to have the opportunity to do it. What happens in the National Football League is there's become this right of entitlement. When a player signs a contract, he thinks that he's in control of his playing time. He thinks he's in control of the position he wants to play. And he forgets that it's a team sport. And the one thing that we've been very, very, very lucky with, and I've been absolutely excited to no end about with the players that play in the UFL, is their unselfishness. They're willing to work hard. The pay is not to the point where it becomes a distraction. If you don't live up to your expectations, if you don't play to a standard of excellence, your own excellence. Not you don't have to be a great player, but to play hard, to be committed to the team, to study, to improve yourself, then you're out of the game. And so it really is more about merit than it is economics. There are players in the National Football League that are stuck on football teams that I wouldn't want in the UFL. But economically, teams are committed to them because of the cap, and they have to keep them around. And Albert Haynesworth is a classic example of a guy who's like a big child. You can't call him stupid because he got $41 million of guaranteed money. That, to me, is not stupid. But he's a spoiled, entitled, big baby who, in essence, doesn't like people to tell him what to do. If he can't do it his way, he doesn't want to be a part of it. And he's always been that way. I mean, this is no big shock. The fact that he was a pro bowler for a couple of years just tells you that he has the ability to be able to play at a high level. But certainly, he's childish in his approach to the game.
You've seen that he's been, certainly you know as well as I do and most of the fans around the country, he's been suspended for the last four games of the season. But isn't the National Football League almost responsible, and maybe to some degree the Redskins, for letting this thing fester as long as it is? I mean, when they have a problem athlete, shouldn't they step forward, you know, certainly not publicly, but behind the scenes and say, look, we're not going to put up with this. You're one person. You're not the game.
You do, but on the other side, if you look at Albert this year, there were two or three games about a month ago where he took over a game. He has that ability. And coaches are fixers by nature. They feel like that, okay, you showed us, maybe you've turned the corner. You showed us now that you're going to play hard. You've showed us that you want to play. You're willing to play the nose in the 3-4. You're doing all these things that gives us encouragement. And that little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel lets you hold on for one more week or two more weeks. And we only have 16 in the National Football League. So if you hang on for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, all of a sudden you get to where you are, where it just becomes a total impasse. I really felt like the relationship between Mike Shanahan and Albert Haynesworth went sideways when he took the check for $21 million and didn't show up at certain things. And then he came to camp, and took him 10 days to pass a conditioning test. That truthfully, my grandson, Kanan, who's sitting next to me, is 12 years old, could have done it the first time. And it would have taken 10 days for him to do it. So those are the things that I think grated on Mike. And to be perfectly honest with you, the Washington Redskins are a whole lot better football team right now without Albert Haynesworth on their roster.
No, I agree wholeheartedly with you. Joe, I want to thank you very much. Happy holidays to you and the family, and we got about 30 seconds. I know you want to send a shout-out to the troops that listen to us every night on the American Forces Network.
Absolutely. I want to thank every one of you men and women out there that have taken the time to put your lives in harm's way and taken the time away from your families, especially this time of year, what we call the holidays here, what you call days of work. Don't ever let a day go by and think that what you're doing is not appreciated by all of us at home. God bless you, be safe, and come home safe.
Joe, if you get yourself in San Francisco, come on in the studio. We'll sit and spend an hour. Take care, my friend, and I'll keep in touch.
Love to do it, Ron. Take care.
Joe Theismann back in professional football as an owner and the president of the Florida Tuskers of the United Football League. We'll take a break as we continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.